You're near Birmingham, is that correct?
That's right. We're 130 miles or thereabouts northwest of London, and I am 8 miles south of Birmingham, which is known as the second city in the UK because of the population size.
Ah. Now, it sounds like you might be sitting out on the curb. I hear some traffic.
I'm on the main road into Birmingham, not actually sitting on it, but the building is situated on the main A34 into Birmingham. And if we had have commenced our call half an hour ago, you'd have heard nothing but screeching animals outside because the school turned out and it's known as zoo time. But I think because it's pissing down with rain, I think they've all gone home now.
You know, how long have you and I known each other? I've sort of lost track.
40 years, isn't it?
Well, it's something less than that. And I don't even remember. I think maybe I stumbled across your blog or one of your blogs. And that's how we came to sort of correspond.
I never stopped learning. And, you know, I'm, I suppose, a bit like a truffle pig. I like to research things out, which is why the internet has always been an amazing godsend for somebody like me, because it's a fantastic place to do lots of research. But as for sort of things that I like, I think you already know, having read The Soapbox, that I really like carnivorous plants, but they're quite difficult to look after and maintain living indoors, because they are very light hungry. They like plenty of sunshine. There's another thing. We don't get lots of that in the UK. If you were looking out the window here now, it's almost dark, and it's only, just after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's pouring with rain, and it is very, very cold because we've got a north wind today, so I'm sitting here freezing. Yes, I like carnivorous plants, and I've managed to get some of the ones I have through 2 winters now, which is very good because they go into a dormancy period in the winter. That's one thing. I also have a great interest in cooking Indian food. I'm very proud of my curries, and there is a bit of a waiting list for people who want to be given curry. But people like Bob the Butcher and OBC and Wally the Welder are usually top of the list because they're always doing me favours. So that's how I thank them. When I do a big pot of curry, they have some curry handed out to them.
Now, you mentioned Wally and Bob the Butcher and I don't, is it OBC you said?
OBC, it stands for one brain cell.
You know, they're sort of characters in your life. Those of us who follow you online could hardly help but know of them. Do they share your interest in the internet and the web and all that?
They're all very different from each other, and they all have a certain amount of interest, but not lots. Like, for instance, OBC says that I spend far too much time at a keyboard. Wally the Welder, he likes playing around with computers, but he's fairly new to them, and he's more adept at breaking them than sort of going forward in life with them. I've got his laptop at the moment, which I've had to put Windows back on because he managed to cock it up over the weekend. Bob the Butcher is not into computers whatsoever. I don't think Bob the Butcher can even manage to send a text message on his phone.
The photo that you sent us of Bob the Butcher when you dragooned him into the Order of the Fez, holding the head of the pig, is still one of my favorites.
Yeah. Bob is a real character. He's proper black country. He's got a very, very dry, some would say cruel sense of humor. And he's a very good butcher. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he's very good at cutting animals.
You know, one of the things I would love to do, I will confess here something that I have already confessed to you, and that is I love everything about the English people, even though I don't know very much about it. I've been to London once, and I love the city. It was wonderful, and I'm not much on big cities. But I'm hoping you and I maybe can have these chats from time to time, because there's things that I'd like to ask you to get a different perspective on what's happening in this country. I mean, all we get really, well, I shouldn't say that because I, like you, I'm online all the time. But living in the U.S., we get a rather, you know, stilted view of who we are and what the rest of the world thinks about us. So, you know, maybe in subsequent chats like this, I could get you to give us sort of the British take on what's going on over here.
Well, of course, yeah. I see what you mean, because I think that lots of people still believe in that stereotype that everybody from the UK is a stiff upper lip and bowler hat type, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, I'm sitting here at the moment in full scuba outfit, which is what we traditionally do in England at 4 o'clock, which is why I had to delay our call, because I was getting ready.
Now, what sort of outfit did you say?
A scuba outfit. Always wear a scuba outfit on Wednesday.
Scuba?
Scuba, full rubber scuba outfit.
Like
and an aqualung.
A skin dive.
Yeah.
I think you're having me on. Now,
this is traditional.
Well, you know, we do romanticize you folks, and I don't want you to burst any of my bubbles in that regard. I know you probably aren't wearing a bowler hat, but I'm pretty sure you're not in a scuba gear either, so.
Well, I could make the rubber make a noise if you want me to prove it.
Yeah, rub your thighs together for me so I can hear them squeak.
I was just looking for something that would make the sound effect, but I didn't prepare that.
Ah, good, good. You know, you've got to be the only person I know who spends more time online than I do. I can't remember any time of the day or night where I have been online that you weren't there.
Well, the computer's online. I am like sort of, I do have certain routines, and you wouldn't find me at my keyboard probably after about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, but the computer is on. But I'm sitting about 10 feet away from it in the chair watching the evening news or whatever. I switch it off about 8 o'clock at night because I've had about enough. But I spend a lot of time online, but also at the keyboard doing other things. At the moment, I'm doing the coding for the page for the Soxer of the Year voting page, which will be going up just as soon as I've got everyone's pictures in.
You know, I think on our next visit, maybe we might start off talking a little bit about the Socks and Sandals page, but I don't want to give too much away now. You said you were watching something. What do you call that thing that you watch the news on?
Television.
Oh, it's the telly.
Oh, telly?
Jesus, man. Well, don't you know how to speak English?
Well, we're on the telly.
And you're living in a...
Flat.
That's right. See, I knew I could count on you watching the telly. And what's the big news in the UK these days? What's on everybody's mind?
I think we are utterly and totally pissed off with the new coalition government and all this austerity that they are generating through the media, with the cuts and whatever. People are intelligent and they expect that there's going to be cuts, but they're making it as miserable as they possibly can. And they're coming up with all kinds of idiotic proposals, including that they're going to get loads and loads of people who are on incapacity benefit, off incapacity benefit and into work. But the thing is, there aren't any jobs there, and the government isn't responsible for creating jobs in the private sector. The private sector, somebody who owns a business, whether it's a small one or a large one, they make the decision as to whether they need to take extra staff on board, not the government. All the government does is take money off them as businesses in taxes. So they come up with these proposals saying they're going to get some 4 million people back into work. And really, it's just crazy.
Are the people of the UK pissed at America for kind of starting all this?
Not really. We blame British bankers as much as we blame anybody else.
No, that's good.
But I don't want to get into politics, to be honest. But,
okay.
You know, that's my point of view. But you'll also find that the point of view wouldn't be that much different coming from OBC, who runs a company of approximately 70 people, and he's in a quite a dynamic industry. And like I say, he is an employer. So running a company, he pays a lot of taxes. He's an employer, and he sees economic trends. And I think that his opinion of the current situation wouldn't be much different from mine. And, you know, a lot of people, and I would also imagine that a lot of people who voted Conservative last time in the election because of change, they may be starting to regret it now because of the some of the idiotic things that are going down.
Well, so much for not talking politics, eh?
Absolutely.
Well, are there, I don't want this to be the only time you and I chat, and I would love to do this on a regular basis because I have so many things I'd like to get your take on. But are there things in our subsequent visits that you'd like to talk about so I can prepare?
Well, I'll try and come up with things,
Okay.
I'm happy to answer questions on that. A variety of things.
Well, I know that you have a lot of admiration for me and probably are greatly curious about my life and my history, so don't be bashful about asking those things.
Well, let's just say that after this afternoon's attempt to record conversations, less admiration.
Oh, man.
I was in the kitchen making a cup of coffee, scratching my head, thinking, how does he hold a job there?
I keep the light off, and I'm not sure they know I'm here.
That's right.
Yeah. Listen, if you see, what is his name? If you see Hugh Grant, could you get his autograph for me?
I quite like him, actually. I think he's, I like the work he does. I thought he was absolutely superb in a film he did in America called Mickey Blue Eyes, which totally corks me. That was so funny. What else did I like him in? The Englishman that went up a hill and came down a mountain. But the reason I like that film is because it was filmed in a part of Wales that I know very, very well. And so a lot of the locations are done in a small town that I know extremely well. And I know a lot of people over that way. They weren't as favourable about the film as we are because they had to put up with all the disruption of the film crews. But that's a long time ago. It was 1995 when that was made. Yes, if I see Hugh Grant down in Tesco's or Sainsbury's, I'll go over and ask for his autograph.
You know, I'm particularly fond of his movie about a boy, and I've always pictured you, your flat, as being like his apartment, and you looking something like him. And then you sent me a picture, and that sort of all went away. But
yeah, you wouldn't want a picture of the flat either. It's the tip.
Well, we've been going about 20 minutes, and I don't want to push my luck on this recording, so. I appreciate you messing up your afternoon to wait on me to sort this all out. And can we do this again maybe next week or something?
Anytime you want, yeah.
Because I'll make a list of questions and I'll be a little better prepared for now. And I think you said something about going to the pub tomorrow with Wally?
The welder's coming to get his laptop back and... I have put Skype on it for him, and I'm giving him a little webcam. So what we can do is we can spring a surprise on him that I'll set it up in the pub that's got Wi-Fi, and we'll give you a call.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
You'll be able to video Wally the Welder, and then you'll understand the difference between his accent and mine.
Well, should I be wearing pants?
Well, you can if you want.
Okay. Keith, go have a cup of that great espresso that you make, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Cheerio.
See you. Pip, pip.
Pip, pip.